Mentioned the idea of if a person wants to know if he's going to come back from a dangerous trip that he's taking. So there's a way to figure this out. You can go into a dark room and try to see whether you see your shadow's shadow or your bavua de bavua. If you see it, that's good. If not, not so good. But the Gemara Sabbah Mil say, don't do this. You know why? Mr. Masley, because maybe you're not going to see it, and by you not seeing it, it's going to affect your mazel, and as a result, it's going to be a self-fulfilling prophecy. The fact that you didn't see your bavua de bavua is in and of itself going to be the reason that you're possibly not going to make it back. And the truth is, if you think of the Gemara at first glance, it's a very shver Gemara. Because the concept of paranoia and worrying affecting a person, menela. But the Gemara is saying more than that. The Gemara says that if you don't see your bavua de bavua, dil mecholsha daite umisra mazle. It may affect your mazel. How's it going to affect your mazel? Mazolos, literally, are constellations. This is all within the world of astrology. Every person has his own astrological whatever. And the point is, it could affect a person. So much so that the Gemara says, not in a person's chosin, it's totally in a person's mazel. Mazel is something scientific. So what does it mean that you're going to be worried, and by you being worried, somehow that's going to affect your mazel? L'chayri, you see in this Gemara, Dover Nifla. You see that a person can change his mazel, and not only can a person change his mazel, but he can change his mazel with his thoughts. If you're worried, if you're concerned about something, that can be a self-fulfilling prophecy, and that can cause a person to somehow have a bad mazel. So someone whose mazel is to be matzliach, but if he worries, it could affect his mazel in a negative way. And you would think, mida toiva meruba, that the inverse is true as well. Maybe someone that doesn't have a good mazel, but if he thinks positively, then that is something that could affect his mazel in a positive way. We spoke out also Masechtas Chulin, but this is not Chulin Daf Kuf Yud, this is Chulin Daf Yud. So we learn Chulin Daf Yud, that's where the Gemara says, Chamira Sakanta Meisura. So we spoke out a brilliant tshuva from the Mincha Saluza, who was discussing a woman who was a katlonis, and she came to the Rebbe, the Munkash Rebbe, and she wanted a heter, she wanted to try to get married. And the Mincha Saluza was mitzarif, the Shita Sarambam, in katlonis, to try to allow her to get married. The Rambam has a very famous chiddush in the sugya of katlanis, and that is that even though a katlanis is not allowed to get married, so katlanis is a woman that buried two husbands according to Rebbe, three husbands according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So the Rambam, she says, even though this woman is not allowed to get married, but b'di'evet, if she gets married, she's allowed to stay married. All the Rishonim argue. The Rishonim say, if a woman would, or if a man would marry someone that they're not allowed to marry, a chayvei lavin, what would be the halacha? Yoytzi. You'd have to give her a get. Chamira sakanta meisura. So madach, if this marriage is forbidden because of iser, the halach is b'di'evet, you're not allowed to stay married. So kavachomer, if it's mishum sakana, isn't that the rule? Chamira sakanta meisura. And the emes is that this question was posted to Rambam. And the Rambam wrote a tshuva where he answered this question. Because the Mishnah quotes it. It's a little unclear what the Rambam's response was, but the Chasam Sofer in the tshuva explained the Rambam's tshuva. And that is that the Rambam held is really nothing. There really is no emes. There's no credibility to katlanis. What's katlanis? A woman buried two husbands? What does that mean? It doesn't mean anything. What it means is that people sometimes are paranoid. And as a result, if someone marries a woman who buried two husbands, he may be concerned. And the fact that he's going to be worried may be a self-fulfilling prophecy. That may cause something harmful to happen to him. And as a result, if somebody comes and asks the shayla to a rav, should I marry this woman? Besanisht. Why are you asking the shayla? Because you're worried. Oh, if you're worried, don't get married. Because now you have to be worried. But if somebody goes ahead and gets married, he didn't ask a shayla, we find out, oh my gosh, he's married to a katan. Who cares? If he doesn't care, what do we care? Because really, there's nothing to it. It's not a bad sim de gazach. It's all in a person's mind. So if he's worried, and afraid that shayla is strafe, now we tell him, don't get married. But if he's not worried, then you have nothing to worry about. It's a beautiful shikol Torah. The Rambam himself gave this answer with the beer of the Chasam Sofer in the Tshuva. There's one problem. You know what the problem is? If you learn the sugi of Katlanis, and it's a sugi Masechtas Yevamah, Staf Samech Dalet, amongst other places, the Gemara says, what's the problem with the Katlanis? Mazel Garim. We're worried that her mazel is that she can't stay married. She can't stay married. She can't have a husband taking care of her. Some people have that mazel. And if that's the case, what do you mean? He's not worried. He is worried. Don't tell him. Don't tell him. As I'm afraid that Shaila's trade wasn't doing anything. It's a mazel's thing. Mazel's science. L'chaira, it's astrology. So if that's the case, who cares what he's thinking? The Teretz says this Gemara, that you see a person can affect his mazel is very much in a person's mind. It sounds like a tremendous chiddush. I think it's a mefurish Gemara. This Gemara is in two places. It's here in Krisus Davav. It's also in Seif Hayrius. L'chayrius the Rambam Shita. Yesh laharach bezetz yidu. The Lubavitch Rebbe used to tell people, tracht gut vet zain gut. There's a makar in a Gemara. It's a Gemara mefureshes. Says the Gemara, don't do this bavua de bavua. You know why? Because dil mechosha daite. Umisra Masle, not only could it affect you, meaning Bani Chayu Mizoini, Gizun Parnasa and Naches, can somehow be totally in a person's mindset. If a person has Betochen and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he thinks positively, it can have positive effects. And if a person thinks negatively, it could have negative effects. Hashtag law of attraction. But the point is, Trachtgut Vedzankut and Makar, in today's daf, tucked away here in Mesechtes Krisos Davavim and Alf.